Elijah is needed today.
But how is that law disregarded?
Behold the world today in open rebellion against God. Men neglect the Bible and hate truth. Jesus sees his law rejected, his love despised, his ambassadors treated with indifference. His mercies have been unacknowledged, his warnings unheeded.
The temple courts of the human soul have been turned into places of unholy traffic. Selfishness, envy, pride, malice, all are cherished.
Many do not hesitate to sneer at the word of God. Those who believe it just as it reads are ridiculed. There is a growing contempt for law and order, directly traceable to a violation of the plain commands of Jehovah. Violence and crime are the result of turning aside from the path of obedience. Behold the well-nigh universal disregard of the Sabbath commandment.
Behold also the daring impiety of those who, while enacting laws to safeguard the supposed sanctity of the first day of the week, at the same time are making laws legalizing the liquor traffic.
They attempt to coerce the consciences of men while lending their sanction to an evil that destroys the beings created in the image of God. Satan inspires such legislation.
Almost the whole world is following after idols. But the Lord will not always suffer his law to be broken and despised with impunity. Skepticism may treat the claims of God's law with jest and denial, the cause of God may hold its ground only by great exertion and continual sacrifice, yet in the end truth will triumph gloriously.
In the closing work of God on earth, the standard of his law will be again exalted. False religion may prevail, the cross of Calvary may be lost sight of, darkness may spread over the world, and the popular current may be turned against the truth. But in the hour of greatest peril, the God of Elijah will raise up human instruments to bear a message that will not be silenced. In the places where men have gone to the greatest lengths in speaking against the Most High, the voice of stern rebuke will be heard. Boldly will men of God's appointment denounce the union of the church with the world. Earnestly will they call on men and women to turn from a man-made institution to the observance of the true Sabbath. Fear God, and give glory to Him. They will proclaim to every nation, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven, and earth. If any man worship the beast in his image, and receive his mark in his forehead, or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. The world will be arraigned before the bar of infinite justice to receive sentence. Today, as in the days of Elijah, the line between God's commandment-keeping people and the worshippers of false gods is clearly drawn. How long halt ye between two opinions? Elijah cried, "If the Lord be God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him." And the message for today is, Babylon the Great is fallen. Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities.